Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A crisp morning across Israel today. In Jerusalem, expect clear skies and mild temperatures. Tel Aviv will be enjoying a sunny day with a gentle breeze. Haifa sees similar conditions, perfect for a stroll by the sea. Meanwhile, in Eilat, the warmth continues under bright sun. Now here are today's headlines. First, from JNS, the IDF has eliminated senior Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorists in a Gaza strike earlier today. The military stated the operatives continued to plan attacks against Israeli troops, despite the ceasefire agreement. Also, from Ynet, Iran boasts after a clash with Israel, threatening renewed attacks. Iranian officials claim the recent exchange created a new regional deterrence balance and warn of harsher retaliation if Israeli strikes resume. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports Israel strikes back at Iran's attempt to shape a new reality in the Middle East. Without Israel's response to Iran's missile attack, a new dangerous equation in the region might have emerged. Separately, according to the Times of Israel, the IDF downed a drone over Eilat launched by Yemen's Houthis earlier today. There were no injuries or damage in this attack by the Iran-backed rebel group. And finally, I-24 News reports Israeli ministers clash as the cabinet debates responses to Iran and Lebanon. Ben-Gvir calls for detaining Hezbollah families, while Dichter demands harder Iran strikes in the next round. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613, writing on X just now, reported that the IDF struck Hamas naval police headquarters and weapons warehouses in Gaza. From Ynet Global, posting earlier today, they reiterate Iran's claim of breaking the ceasefire equation, warning of harsher retaliation if Israeli strikes continue. Meanwhile, Gaza Report, a local news source, revealed an explosion in Gaza 2 days ago was an Israeli airstrike targeting two businessmen supporting Hamas. Their elimination highlights Hamas's exploitation of business resources for military gain. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF strike in Gaza, JNS reports the attack targeted Islamic Jihad operatives planning further violence against Israeli forces. The elimination may escalate tensions, but aims to deter future attacks against Israel. Turning to the Iranian boast over regional deterrence, Ynet highlights Iran's claim of a new balance following the latest clash with Israel. This rhetoric could signal increased hostility affecting regional stability and diplomatic efforts. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post covers Israel's response to Iran's latest missile attack. Israel's counterstrike prevented a potential shift in regional dynamics. As tensions rise, continued vigilance is crucial for maintaining deterrence. In a related development, the Times of Israel details the IDF's interception of a Houthi-launched drone over Eilat. This incident follows ballistic missile firings by the Houthis, indicating persistent threats in the region. Israel's defensive actions aim to safeguard its southern region. Finally, I-24 News highlights internal Israeli cabinet divisions over responding to Iran and Lebanon. As ministers clash, the government's unified strategy remains uncertain, impacting Israel's regional policy and security measures. On the economic front, first, from CTEC, Israeli talent is proving invaluable as layoffs ripple through the tech sector. Despite macroeconomic pressures, companies recognize local talent as an irreplaceable asset. Separately, Walla Business reports on Bank Hapoalim's unique offer to absorb dollar exchange rate increases. If the rate rises above 2.89 shekels, the bank will refund customers, aiming to stabilize financial uncertainty. And finally, Ynet Business covers an Israeli shampoo brand becoming a target in a Brooklyn co-op's boycott. After Park Slope Food Coop removed Israeli goods, the brand's owner faces challenges in one of her key New York markets. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.